Cleveland Browns are officially on the clock. We're about 5 minutes away from the first pick of the second round on day two of the NFL draft. Real quick, I just want to talk about trading up. We've seen it in the past 2 years from the Broncos to get their guy. Mace, how prevalent do you think this is becoming for the Broncos, you know, wanting to move up, feeling like they can move up? Because normally, or in years past, we've seen teams kind of stick, but the Broncos have really made great use of extra picks to move up and get their guys.
Well, if you're hauling in compensatory picks, even though you can't trade those and you won't be able to trade compensatory picks until next year, you've got some extra chips to play with. If you know that you're going to pick up three extra selections from the compensatory pile, then you have the flexibility to take some of the picks you have and move up. And the other thing is, when you've got a roster that's stacked at a lot of spots, you only have but so many spots available to pick up guys. So that also lends into trading up, because you know, maybe you have say 10 picks, but in reality you think you only have 7 or 8 roster spots. Then why wouldn't you trade up to get the guy that you want, the guy that you feel has a better shot of sticking on the 53?
And you mentioned not enough spots. Where do you see the Broncos' biggest area of need other than safety right now?
Safety. I think you're talking safety. I think you're also talking you want a fortified defensive end. I think maybe you want another offensive lineman. Look, I think they're going to draft at least one offensive lineman at some point. They've done that every year since 2002. So I think you'll see an O-lineman. Also could see a running back, even though they brought back Ronnie Hillman and they re-signed C.J. Anderson, could see them bolstering that position a bit. And it wouldn't even surprise me to see another quarterback late on day three.
I know that one of the things they always say is they like to bring in competition and make it more competitive atmosphere. Already by adding Paxton Lynch, we know that training camp is going to be exciting this year.
Oh, yeah. All the more reason to come out and watch practice, because you want to see Paxton Lynch take his first steps. And I think it'll be interesting to see how the repetitions get divided up between Lynch, Sanchez, Trevor Siemian, and if they bring in somebody else, whoever that fourth quarterback is. You know, are they going to try to give them all a few looks with the first team this summer? We'll see. I think it'll be unfortunately, OTAs aren't open to fans, because I think that's going to be just as fascinating as well to watch.
Same with rookie camp.
Yeah.
And I think, just for my own personal opinion, I think that the Broncos offensive line definitely going to be on the minds of many in that Broncos war room today, just from the simple fact that Gary Kubiak, we saw him last year, it was plug and play a lot as far as offensive linemen go. Evan Mathis sliding him in and around. Lou Vasquez, the same exact thing. So I think it's going to be an offensive lineman. How important is versatility in a Gary Kubiak offense, Mace?
Tremendously, because if you're versatile as an offensive lineman, that means you can move around different spots, and it also means that when somebody gets hurt, you can just bring in the best backup regardless of position and then move guys around so you can have your best five players. That's why those swing backups who can potentially play 2, 3, even 4 positions sometimes are so valuable, because then you don't have to say, okay, we have to bring in this tackle because we lost a tackle. You can say, okay, our best backup's a guard. Well, then let's bring that guard up. Let's do some shuffling around, get our best five on the field.
And you think about the same sort of thing on the defensive side of the ball. Where do you see the depth chart there going for a replacement for Malik Jackson, at least for right now?
Well, I think right now you're looking at Vance Walker or Jared Crick starting on one side opposite of Derek Wolfe, of course, and Sylvester Williams on the nose tackle. Actually, interesting thing coming up. The Broncos have a deadline on deciding on a fifth-year option for Sylvester Williams, because, of course, he was a first-round pick back in 2013. That fifth year would be for 2017. But I think that's how it's going to look. The Broncos aren't necessarily looking for a starter, but you're looking for a guy who can rotate in right away. You've got Kenny Anikki there as well, and they have a lot of confidence in him. So that's another position where you're looking at competition. You know, and maybe it's going to bring out the best in whoever ends up with the job.
You're looking at a ton of defensive linemen on Mace's mock board. We go from Kevin Dodd. I see Washington there. It looks like you've got Chris Jones also. A lot of guys. This was a position of depth that John Elway had spoken about earlier in this offseason. Mm-hmm. It continues to be that way. And a lot of talent evaluators seem to like the fact that it is so deep from picks 32 all the way through the end of the third round.
Well, what's interesting, I think some of these defensive linemen are clearly among the 32 best players in this draft. Mm-hmm. But when you have a glut of players at one position, sometimes teams feel, okay, there are so many prospects at this area that we can get our guy in round 2 or round 3. And then those guys drop. A'shaun Robinson and Jaron Reed are first-round caliber D linemen. But here they are. They're probably going to go in round two.
Okay. Well, the second round looks like it's just about to begin. Let's head over to Chicago and see that the Cleveland Browns pick is in.
You set the stage. Once again, the commissioner getting the business from the fans here in Chicago.
As he to announce the Cleveland Browns selection, please welcome from the Ohio State University, the 11th overall pick of the 1964 draft by the Browns, 1983 Hall of Fame inductee, wide receiver Paul Warfield.
Thank you.
Baller.
With the 32nd pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Emmanuel Ogbah, defensive end, Oklahoma State.
Broncos great Paul Warfield making the pick for – or I'm sorry, Browns great Paul Warfield making the pick. Excuse me. Jumping ahead of myself.
It would have been awesome if Broncos had Paul Warfield back in the 60s and 70s.
It would be even more awesome if they were able to draft Emmanuel Ogbah, the man who just went to the Cleveland Browns at number 32. Mace, you didn't have him going until 50, but this is another guy, a defensive end, going ahead of Miles Jack.
Yeah, outstanding guy working off the edge. I mean, you're like – for someone that big, he's surprisingly fast and surprisingly quick. I'd like him to develop another pass rush move in there. But interesting. Miles Jack continues to fall, and we'll see where it stops at some point. I mean, it may well be a playoff-type team that feels good about its roster that says, okay, let's trade up and get him. And if we don't, and if he can't play as a rookie, so be it. Let's see where he is in year two. Very similar to what I think we'll see when Jalen Smith gets picked down the line as well.